Paragraph 2 reads, "The elite industrial designer of the iconic bottle was Kenji Ekuan, who was born in Tokyo in 1929 and initially grew up in Hawaii, where his father served as a Buddhist missionary. The family returned to Japan when he was 7, and as a teenager, he witnessed the horrors of war firsthand when he saw the destruction of Hiroshima from the train taking him home from a naval academy. His younger sister died in the attack, and his father died from an illness related to radiation a year later. He was profoundly affected, saying, 'Faced with that nothingness, I felt a great nostalgia for human culture. I needed something to touch, to look at. I decided to be a maker of things.'"
All right, so the elite industrial designer of this bottle, this iconic bottle, was Kenji Ekuan. Elite just means, could mean a couple different things. Elite could just mean the best, right? So the top tier. So this wasn't just some, you know, there's like thousands and thousands and thousands of industrial designers out there, but like maybe only a small handful that have like some kind of like international fame. So the best. These are the elite. This is an iconic bottle, just like the title says. Iconic just means that it's symbolic of something. It's people see it and they recognize it immediately, and it's kind of iconic can mean famous, or it can mean just very representative of something. So in this case, it's just like for a lot of people, I think you were saying this, it represents soy sauce itself, right? It's like you look at the bottle, you think soy sauce, so it's iconic. So he was born in Tokyo in 1929, grew up in Hawaii, where his father served as a Buddhist missionary. So just some biographical information. He returned to Japan when he was 7. You know, typical life here, it seems like. A lot of traveling. He saw the horrors of the war firsthand. So that influenced him. He saw the destruction of Hiroshima from the train taking him home from a naval academy. So by the time he was like a young adult or teenager, he'd seen a lot of things, and this obviously shaped him as a person and influenced his career.
And so after that attack, his sister died during it, and then his father died from an illness that was related to radiation sickness. And so radiation it's the energy that travels in waves or particles, and it's everywhere, but too much of it is bad for you, and nuclear weapons let off a lot of radiation. And so he, of course, was profoundly affected by this experience, and profoundly just means greatly. So he was very affected, and he said that faced with all of that nothingness, he felt very nostalgic for human culture, and he decided to become a maker of things. So he wanted to make things that humans could use.